Well, as I said, our theme this morning is remembering. And what I want to do this morning for a short time is think about a few things from the Bible that tell us, first of all, how we should remember God. How we should remember God. And then secondly, I want to look at one particular verse and think, how must we ask God to remember us? And then, to remember how God answers that prayer. Well, first of all, how we must remember God. Well, now, I'm going to show you a couple of pictures as we go through. And I want to see if the boys and girls can, first of all, work out what these pictures are. One or two, you might need a bit of help from your mum and dad. But let's see how we get on. I want to suggest, first of all, how must we remember God? Well, how do we remember, or why do we remember, lots of different things or people? Well, sometimes we remember someone because of their position or because of their title. Let's have a look at our first picture. Now then, do any of the boys and girls know who that is? Well, it's not a photograph because it's too old to be a photograph. It's a painting. Now, someone thinks they know who that is. King Henry VIII. You see, our schools aren't as bad as we thought. Unless Brad's been teaching them about Henry VIII. No, must be school. There you go. Great. Now, King Henry VIII is remembered for lots and lots of different reasons. You can probably think of a few good reasons why you should remember King Henry VIII. And you can also think of a few bad reasons why we remember King Henry VIII. We won't go into all that now. But the fact is, the reason that we know about him and the reason that we do remember him is because of the position that he was in. He was the King of England. And if it hadn't been for the fact that he was the King of England, we would probably never have known about him or never have heard about the things that he did. There's probably lots of But we've never heard of them because no one really thought they were that important. But he is someone that we all remember mainly because of who he was. Because he was the king. That's his position. And he has this title as the King of England. And we remember him. Now, what does the Bible say about God? Well, here's a verse from the Old Testament, and it says this: remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Now, we've been remembering the work of God as Creator. And you'll see there that the word Creator is given a capital C because it's a title given to God, and it explains his position over the whole universe. Now, boys and girls, so many men and women and boys and girls today just do not accept that God is the Creator. They don't remember him. They don't accept that God is over all that we see around us because he made it. They don't believe that. They've turned their backs on that message. But the Bible says that you must remember your Creator. Remember who he is and what he's done. He's the Lord of the whole universe. It's all his. It's all in his hands. We're to remember him. Remember that God has made everything, sustains everything, keeps everything going. You're to remember God because of the position and the title that he has. There's no one like him. There's no one that even comes close to him. Remember your Creator. And remember him while you're young. and never forget him. So that's the first thing. Now, what's another reason why we might remember someone? Well, we might remember someone because that person gives us hope and strength and even maybe some courage. Let's have a look at another picture. Now then, who can tell me what that is? Same hand, come on, there must be someone else other than Daniel who can answer some of these questions. Any of the other children know what that's a symbol of? Well, someone's mum knows. Batman, that's the bat signal. Now, if you lived in Gotham City on a dark and foggy night, and if you got into trouble, what's something that you could see that would give you hope and would give you strength and make you feel strong? It would be the bat signal up in the sky. I don't know whether it's even physically possible to put a projection in the sky like that, really. But listen, if you were ever in trouble, could Batman really come and help you? Why not? Why not? He's not real. Even if we could put a big sign like that up in the sky, Batman wouldn't come. He's just a cartoon character. What do we read about God? Well, here's a verse from the Psalms, from Psalm 20. It says this: some trust in chariots, some in horses. And if we lived in Gotham City, we could maybe add on some in Batman. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Now, in these comic book stories, you just have to say the name Batman or Superman or whatever it is, and immediately you know that's a place of hope and strength. But that's just comics. It's just fairy tales. But there is somewhere that we can turn in this real world, and it's to remember the name of the Lord our God. Immediately that we remember God should fill us with hope and fill us with strength, because we can trust him. We can rely upon him. He's faithful. He's kind. He's gracious. He's merciful. Whenever things are going hard, whenever we're having times of trouble or difficulty, or whether there's something that's causing us worry or doubt, remember the name of the Lord. Remember who he is, and it will strengthen you and give you hope. Now, third thing about remembering. Sometimes we remember people for what they have done. Let's have a look at picture number 3. What's that? Hey, well done, Hugh. Someone other than Daniel can answer. Great. A poppy. Why are so many people today wearing these little poppies? Not everyone does. Some people choose not to. Some people do. Why do people wear these little poppies? Go on then, Daniel. What were we remembering? Yeah, people who fought in wars, people who've died and given their lives. And mainly, of course, we're thinking about soldiers, men and women, who have died serving the country. We remember them for what they've done. Now, on Remembrance Sunday, at about 11 o'clock, people pause and just remember. And we're going to do that now, just for a few moments. And then we're just going to say a short prayer, and then we'll carry on. So let's just pause and be quiet for a short time. Oh, Father God, we thank you indeed for the great peace and liberty that we have known in this nation. We thank you, Lord, for those who have given their lives for the cause of freedom and for justice. And Lord, we thank you that you have been over all of these things. And as we have paused and in the quietness, Lord, we just thank you for your goodness and faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we sometimes remember people for what they've done. What does the Bible ask us to do when we remember God? Well, here's another verse. Psalm 77 says this: I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. Well, if you've ever read any of the history books about the First or the Second World War, you can read some amazing stories about what some people did during those times. But you know, there is nothing to compare when we think about what God has done. Because there's no one to compare with God. And it's right and it's good that we remember people who've given their lives for this country. But it's even better and it's even more important that we remember what God has done. And we have just this one day, really, in the year when we remember people who've died. But we should remember all the time what God has done. We should be thinking about it all the time. And when we think about what God has done for us, it talks about the works of the Lord and the wonders that God has done. And all through the long years, from the book of Genesis all the way through the Bible, and even since, we can remember what God has done. Now, there's loads of reasons why we should remember God. But there's just three for starters this morning. Remember him because he's the creator. He started it all in the first place. That's a good reason to remember him. Remember him because in his name there is hope and there is strength. We can have confidence in God. And remember him for all that he has done. Because when God works, it's always good. It's always right. Well, how should we remember God? That's been our first thing to remember this morning. Second thing, how should we ask God to remember us? Now, there's a very interesting question. Because I find that lots of people, they will turn to God when they've got a problem. And they will pray very often something along these lines: Lord, remember me because I deserve to be remembered. Lord, remember me because I'm not being treated the way I think I should be treated. Lord, remember me because I'm really having a hard time right now. But I've actually never remembered you when things were going well. But now that things are hard, I'm coming to you. So please help me. And lots of people pray along those lines. Now, there's not necessarily anything wrong in praying like that. But if that's the only way we ever pray, well, what does the Bible say? The Bible says that when we come to God, we should ask him to remember us in a very particular way. And here's a verse from the Bible that really helps us in that. It's from the Psalms, Psalm 25, and this is what the verse says. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. That means all the things that I've done wrong. Please do not remember them. According to your mercy, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord. So the Bible says, when I come to God, I have to ask him to remember me in a very certain way. I have to ask him not to treat me the way I really am. Because we heard before that when Adam and Eve sinned, God had said they should die. But they didn't die immediately. But that's still true. And we need to come before God and say, God, because of all my sins, because of all the things that I have done wrong, please do not remember me because of all the things I've done wrong. Because listen, if God remembers you for all the things that you've done wrong, all you deserve is God's punishment for your sin. But what does the Bible say next? According to your mercy and because of your goodness, remember me. And that's how every single person needs to cry out to God that he would remember them. Remember me, God, in your mercy. Don't treat me the way my sins deserve. I admit I'm a sinner. I admit that I deserve to be punished for my sin, but please, God, don't treat me that way. Now, how can we ask God? It's because God has mercy, and it's because God is full of goodness, and we can plead with God that he would not treat us the way we should be treated. And we ask God to remember us, not because of our sin, because if he does that, we're doomed. But rather that he would remember us in his mercy and in his goodness. I wonder, have you ever asked God to remember you yourself like that? Have you ever cried out to God and said, God, please remember me, but I realize I'm a sinner. But remember me be in your mercy and remember me in your goodness. Now, if you pray to God like that, what kind of answer can you expect to get from God? Let's turn to the Bible again. Here's a verse from the book of Jeremiah. These are all books from the Old Testament, the oldest part of the Bible. The book of Jeremiah. And this is part of a verse. It's the end of a verse. They all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. Listen to this. For I will forgive their iniquity. That's another word for sin. And their sin I will remember no more. That's fantastic news. That is just brilliant. God will forgive my sin. And here's something that God chooses not to remember. Today is a day of remembrance. Now listen. If God constantly, always remembers my sin, I'm in big trouble. And if God always, always remembers your sins, you're in big trouble. But here's a great verse in the Bible. God says, their sin I will remember no more. Now that doesn't mean that God suddenly becomes absent-minded and forgets that it ever happened. Doesn't mean that at all. It means that God chooses not to remember. And he forgives all of our sins. And isn't it great to think that on a day of remembrance, that there is one thing that God actually chooses not to remember? If you've cried out to God for his mercy and for his grace and for his goodness, he chooses not to remember your sin. That is a fantastic promise. And how is it possible? Well, here's one final verse from the Bible, and here we go into the New Testament. And right at the beginning of a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Ephesians, we read these words. In him, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. That's where it comes from. And when Jeremiah, hundreds and hundreds of years before, spoke about forgiveness of sins, it's because the Lord Jesus was going to die on the cross. And when Jeremiah, hundreds of years before, said that God will not remember your sin, it's because he will remember the Lord Jesus, who died on the cross to pay for our sins. In Christ we have redemption through his blood. Now, what does the word redemption mean? Can any of the children tell me what the word redemption means? That's a difficult word. What's it mean? Any ideas? Let me explain it like this. Sometimes, when your mum goes to the shops, she'll get a little piece of card or paper like this. Or sometimes, when she's reading a magazine, there'll be in the corner a little thing that you can cut out with a pair of scissors. And it promises you that when you go to that particular shop again, when you come to pay for something, they'll give you some money off. Now, who's going to say no to that? And they call those little things coupons or vouchers. And sometimes when you look at the small print on the back, it will say, to redeem this voucher. And then it will tell you what you have to do to get the money off. Because it's okay having the voucher in your pocket or in your purse or in your wallet. But you've got to do something with it to actually get the money off. And the word it uses is to redeem this voucher. Well, what does that mean? It means this voucher, let's say it's worth 50 pence. You get 50 pence off your next shop. This voucher is worth 50 pence. And this voucher guarantees that the next time you go to the shop, you can get 50 pence off. But to actually make that yours and to get the full benefit of it, here's what you have to do. You've got to go and spend it in this way. And when you spend it in this way, the thing that's been promised and guaranteed actually becomes yours. Now, that verse says that in Christ we have redemption through his blood. And here's the thing. My Bible says that every single person that will ever trust in the Lord Jesus Christ are all known to God, even before the world was made. Every single one of them was known to God. And when Jesus came, all those people, it's like their names were written on a voucher. And when Jesus died and shed his blood, all those people who had been promised to the Lord Jesus by the Father, they all actually became his. Because when he died, he paid the penalty for our sins, and we became his. Now, we were already his, because God had known us and loved us. We were already God's. But when Jesus died, we fully became God's and we were redeemed. We were already his, but now we really are his. And he's redeemed us. He's paid that we can now become his. And that's what Jesus has done. He's paid the price through his blood so that we can actually become his now. And we can have forgiveness of sins. And it's all because of the richness of his grace. It's a gift. He does it freely. He does it simply because he loves us. There are some great things that we can remember on Remembrance Sunday. We should remember how we must remember God. We can't remember God just any way we like. But we can and we must remember him as our creator. And we must remember him as the one in whom we must put our trust and our hope. Remember the name of the Lord and he'll strengthen you. Remember all that God has done. Remember his works and the good things he's done. We must remember that when we come to God, we must ask him to remember us in his mercy and his goodness. And the promise is that God will, and that he loves us, and we can know that all of our sins are forgiven, and that he will never remember our sins anymore. These are great things to remember in the Word of God. And I trust on this Remembrance Sunday, as people's thoughts are in all kinds of different places, that you will pause to think upon God and to remember his goodness and his mercy that is shown to you through the Lord Jesus, that you will cry out to him for his mercy and for his grace, and that you will know for yourself what it is to be redeemed through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.